productive brainstorming. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. We've all been in brainstorming sessions that wound up as a complete waste of time. So how can those minutes turn into time where you find not just any concept or strategy, but a really great one?
I don't know where we get the idea from that we're always supposed to be in rebuttal mode when we're in meetings. You know, we're waiting to place our own great idea, and so we always place it as a but, you know, as opposed to somebody else's great idea. I think we can take a lot of great lessons here from improv comedy. Yes, and, you know, it's about not peeling back something to get to a kernel that one of us will find first. It's about building strong foundations and then building on top of that, building a whole world on top of that.
Story rhetoric expert Sarah Jane Murray says it's important in a brainstorming session to work together.
So I think going in with the caveat that it's a team sport and nobody's going to be the quarterback, nobody's going to get the MVP here on the team. It's about rowing that team and that boat together, using someone else's idea as a launching pad for a better idea. But whilst fully recognizing we could never get there without the seed idea to start with. I think that's the core of collaborative engagement.
Murray adds, while we often have to deliver great ideas on a schedule, it's important not to stay committed to an idea that we know isn't working.
Sometimes we go down a rabbit hole and it just dead ends. And even if the deadline is looming, if we find something better, we have to be willing to scrap it and not view it as wasted time. We have to view it as exploration time.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.